It's now 3 weeks since the general elections, and amongst the new MPs is Monica Harding, who won the Esher and Walton seat for the Lib Dems. I'm Josette Lesser, and Monica joins me now. Hello, Monica.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you. And how are you, more importantly, 3 weeks in? How's it going?
Well, you know what? It's just a fantastic privilege and honour to be able to represent the people of Esher and Walton for these last 3 weeks in Parliament. And it's a historic Parliament. I mean, it's historic for Esher and Walton. It's the first time that we've had a Liberal Democrat MP elected for 150 years. And the first time ever that we've had a female MP. So I'm tremendously proud to be here. And as I say, it's a historic parliament as well. We've got a huge number of new members. It's over half of members are new. And from the Liberal Democrat point of view, we've gone from 14 MPs to 72. So there's a tremendous buzz about the place. Lots of people aching to get going. And for Radio Jackie listeners, you will know that we've had six of the 11 seats in Surrey have gone to the Lib Dems. We've had our brilliant South West London MPs returned, and we've also got three new ones. We've got an MP in Wimbledon, in Sutton and Cheam, and Carl Shorten and Wallentin. So the Lib Dems are so proud to be representing this area. And as I say, we're just busting to get going. As a new parliament, there's a lot of MPs, you know, trying to find their way around. And that takes some time, that we haven't stopped pushing what we're there for, which is what the electorate wanted us to do. And our priorities are our manifesto, which are very, very clear, that we are there to fix the NHS, to help with the cost of living crisis, and to stop the sewage in our rivers. And our work in Parliament over the last 3 weeks has been just that.
You talked about sewage in the rivers. You are very, very hot about protecting the Esher and Walton rivers at the moment. It's key for you. Have you managed to make any progress in just 3 weeks?
So I have written along with other MPs to the Chief Executive of Thames Water to demand a meeting. And what we want from that is a pledge that constituents won't be picking up the bill for the mistakes and mismanagement of Thames Water, that there will be an effort to clear up our rivers. We've also have called for Ofwat to be abolished, and for the water companies to be replaced with what we call public benefit companies. So they are there for the benefit of the public rather than making these huge profits. So we've pushed also in our amendment to the King's Speech for more action on the water companies. You will know, because I spoke about it so much during my campaign, that the River Mole, which runs through Esher and Walton, is one of the most polluted rivers in England. A huge amount of sewage is being pumped into it, and it's affecting all of us. It's affecting people's health. It's affecting those who are using the river for leisure. There are businesses along the river that are being affected by this as well. So we need a huge effort, and that's what the Lib Dems will be doing. And we're there to hold the government to account on what they will do. And they have pledged to do something about this, but we need to hold their feet to the fire and say, you know, how does it serve the constituents for me of Esher and Walton? How are we going to clean up the River Mole? How are we going to clean up the River Thames?
And it's interesting when you use the word pledge, because you can say anything. They can pledge whatever they like. How long do you expect this to actually take, and how quickly can you push for them to do something?
Well, look, the mess is massive, and I think this goes across the board for, you know, the last 10 years of the Conservative government. They failed to get to grips on so many things. So it will take time. What I would say is that there's a tremendous will. As I say, we are a united party on this. We've got 72 MPs. You will, if you have a look at the River Thames, you will see that the Lib Dems are represented pretty much all the way along it. So there's a tremendous will for us to get things sorted on the pollution in our rivers, and we will push in the government as hard as we can on that.
And you did go out with Kingston Maritime Volunteer Service on the river as well.
I did. I was It was a tremendous privilege, actually, to be able to go out on one of their launches at the Molesey Regatta, which is in it's been going for over 150 years. I was very proud to be appointed as a vice president of that, and spent the day there And yes, I went out on the river. There's also a problem that they were keen to show me, and I've seen this already actually during my election campaign. I'm very aware of the problems of overstay boats along our stretch of the River Thames. These numbers are burgeoning now. There's 185 of them, and the Environment Agency have failed to get to grips with enforcement of this. So I am writing to not only the Minister for DEFRA but also the Environment Agency to see what can be done.
Let's change subject and talk about your interest in improving children's mental health.
Yes, of course. So you may have seen that I've written this week to not only to Wes Streeting as the Minister for Health, but also to Bridget Phillipson, who's the Minister for Education, on these points. So the figures in Surrey are pretty startling. We've got here almost 7,000 children and young people on waiting lists for mental health support in Surrey, and they are waiting on average 189 days to get support, and that is unacceptable. So I have written to the Minister for Health to ask what's he going to do about that. How is he going to provide or make sure that there's provision for the young people who are suffering from mental health problems? But also, there's an epidemic in young people's mental health that I've spoken at length about. This is also exacerbated by children with special educational needs and disabilities. The provision in Surrey is absolutely creaking at the moment, and there are almost 30,000 children in Surrey who are receiving SEND support without an EHCP. And it's up to the schools, whose budgets are already very, very overstretched, to fund this. So the Labour government have pledged, rightly, to improve education standards and to promote children's well-being. They cannot do this unless they sort out the funding crisis, not only in mental health provision for young people, but in SEND provision for young people. So that's another thing that I'll be pushing for. We've only got 3 days left of Parliament before recess, but when we go back in September, I'll be pushing very, very hard for this to make sure the young people of my constituency are not forgotten by this government, and that we get the proper help, support, provision in place for them, but also, importantly, that we give schools the support to be able to deal with this.
How do you want them to be able to be supported then?
Well, look, the Liberal Democrats have asked for a professional mental health practitioner in every school in the country so that we can pick up a mental health crisis before it becomes a crisis. So early intervention is really important. We've also asked for mental health hubs for young people. And I think the government is supportive of this. They put something very similar in their manifesto. So again, we'll be holding their feet to the fire to make sure that they provide on this. On SEN, we haven't heard anything so far. Another big thing with SEND is that the curriculum needs to be accessible to children with special educational needs. And I know that the government are going to review the curriculum to see whether it's fit for the 21st century. And I will be pushing them very hard to make sure that those children with special educational needs, that the curriculum is appropriate to them too.
Well, I really wish you well in the role. We're going to be catching up on roughly a monthly basis, so I look forward to finding out what you're up to. During the summer period when Parliament isn't in session, what will you be doing?
So I'm looking forward to getting back into the constituency after, a fantastic 3 weeks in Parliament, getting back to the constituency, talking to my constituents, checking in with them, making sure that the issues that I'm campaigning within Parliament are their issues too. I'm going to be meeting as many organisations as I can. And I'm just really looking forward to a summer here in Esher and Walton. As I say, tremendously proud to be representing the people of Esher and Walton. And I'm here to get stuck in and be the best constituency MP I can. And that's exactly what I'll be doing.
Monica Harding, new MP, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.